Good morning. Welcome back to another edition of our Anchored in the Word Morning Reflection. And we are back in Psalm 37. And I want to remind you again that because this is the Thanksgiving week, this will be the last episode that we will do this week. We'll take Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off. So gives you some things to think about. But if you want to have a different Anchored in the Word study, you have to go back to a previous episode. But I wanted to take this passage because I thought it was such an important passage. I loved digging into it this past week, weekend, and I just think that it's so practical and so helpful. And so let's dig into it again this morning in our second part. We kind of set it up yesterday. Here's what it says, Psalm 37, verses 1 to 8. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in the way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Now, yesterday we talked about the fact that every generation in history has faced great challenges. And we also looked at a second piece, that our responsibility is to embrace the challenge in front of us, not to bury our heads in the sand and hide, and not to be weak or lazy. We're unfaithful, but it's to be diligent. And so this morning, we're going to kind of break that down a lot fuller, and we're going to do it straight out of the text in front of us. So I would summarize the section that we're looking at this morning this way. We have to walk by faith if we are going to be faithful Christians. And we know what the text of Scripture says in Hebrews 11, 6. It says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And we're to lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets us, and we're to run with patience the race set before us. That entire section in Hebrews 11, rolling into chapter 12, tells us we need to walk by faith. It talks about the blessings that came to those who did walk by faith. Well, Psalm 37 shows us practically what walking by faith looks like. And I want to emphasize some of the highlighted statements in the passage that really fill out this concept of what it means to walk by faith. The first statement that we find that helps us to understand this is the statement, fret not. To put it very simply, worrying is a sin. And it is a common sin. It's a sin that sometimes we justify in our minds, and we look at what's going on around us, and we say, well, because of my circumstances, it's not possible for me to live without an anxiety and to live without this fear that is gripping my soul. Well, God didn't create us to be fearful people. He created us to live our lives with a very calm disposition, because we are enjoying a communion with him that settles us in our hearts. And if you think about the example of a ship can be weathering a storm, and as long as the trouble's outside the ship, then the ship's okay. But once the water comes in, that's when the ship begins to sink. And that's the way anxiety is. We can be internally strong even though things around us are very difficult. It's when we allow the circumstances around us to begin to cloud how we think internally and what's going on inside, that's when we drift into this sinful response of being anxious and fretting. Fear is something that can cripple a person who has a sound mind, a strong body, and great opportunity, but they become slaves to this passion of fear, and it ultimately leads them to missed opportunity and waste. And so one part of walking by faith is fretting not. A second is be not envious. The idea is that the sin of covetousness is when we look at the possessions of others, the positions of others, the opportunities of others. And rather than us being contented with what we have from God, we begin to become discontented looking at what they have that we wish that we had. And covetousness is a sin. God expects us to live with a contentedness in every season of our lives. And there are certain temporal possessions that the fact is that if we were to get them, or the position that we wanted, if we were to get it, we would ultimately not be satisfied with it. And so giving into this sinful passion is something that ultimately feeds a fleshly response that's going to set us up for a greater degree of bondage to the things that we envy. And so God wants us to have this sense of calmness and this sense of contentedness that is rooted in Him. The third statement that He makes is trust in the Lord. He's looked negatively at not fretting and not being envious. Now He says, trust God. He could have put it another way, don't distrust God, but He states it in the positive. The sin of distrusting God is something, and something that He's clearly communicated in His word, is a serious matter. And it's not just a serious matter, but it's also an illogical matter. I mean, to think of it this way, if we were to put more confidence in our knowledge than in the confidence of the one whose knowledge is limited, does that make any sense? Or if we were to think about how often our motives are so mixed, yet God's are always good, does it make any sense for us to distrust Him? Or the fact that we try to control our circumstances and we fail miserably and we're frustrated and fearful because we realize we can't control them. Why don't we learn to trust in the God who governs all circumstances? Why are we unwilling to put our confidence in the Lord and rather we replace that with ourselves? And so we see that walking by faith involves trusting God. There's a fourth piece to this, and that is doing what is good. It's a sin to waste what God has committed to our trust with inactivity. And we've been entrusted with an unbelievable wealth of resources. My guess is the vast majority of the people that are listening to this are people who have been gifted far more in the world than the average person living outside of this nation. And the fact is that God gives us time and He gives us energy. He gives us strength. He gives us a giftedness. He gives us areas of interest. He gives us opportunities. He gives us unique seasons of life. He allows us to get good education, access to biblical information. And all of these things are part of what God has entrusted to us. And He expects us to do good with what He's given us. He wants us to live industrious lives. Lives that richly bless other people and lives that bring glory to Him. And so fourthly, we see that walking by faith involves doing what is right. Fifthly, it involves delighting in the Lord. It's a sin to put anything between us and God. The Bible talks about idolatry as a grave sin. And so we're reminded that we are to delight in the Lord. He wants us to dig into His word and to know Him personally, and for us to enjoy Him immensely because of what we know about Him. The fifth thing is we're to commit our way to the Lord. And this addresses the sin of presumption. The idea of God has spoken clearly about an issue, then we need to obey Him, and we need to learn to trust Him, and we need to take those burdens and those cares, and we need to roll them onto His shoulders and commit them to Him and allow Him to direct our paths. He talks about resting in the Lord. Sixthly, the idea is that it's wrong for us to be restless. When God has given us so much, and when we have taken our plans and our desires and we've rolled them onto His shoulders, we have to learn to let Him carry that burden and do with it what He chooses. And then lastly, he mentioned ceasing from anger. The idea is stop allowing the sins of other people to cause you to become sinful in your response. It's so important for us to recognize these things. So whether it's fretting or being envious or not trusting God or not being active, not delighting in Him, each of these pieces could really be seen as practical expoundings of the simple statement, walk by faith. The fourth truth that we're going to see in the text in front of us is that there are rich blessings that flow to those who walk by faith. The passage that comes to my mind is Psalm 1. It says, blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord, who meditates in it day and night. That word blessed means he's happy. He's living a rich and full and meaningful life. And it says that he will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in a season. Whatever he doeth, whether his leaf also shall not wither, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And the idea is that God's people can actually live vibrant lives because of the choice that they make to walk by faith. And so in the text in front of us in Psalm 37, he mentions at least two of those things. One is that if we delight in the Lord, what will he do? He'll give us the desires of our heart. He's not saying that if we delight in the Lord, that's how we manipulate God to give us what we want. That's not what he means. What he means is when we delight in the Lord, our relationship with God shapes our desires. What we want will flow out of a right focus and right proportion, and it is connected back to God's good character and a fellowship with him. And so a person who walks by faith is a person whose heart is being shaped in a healthy way. He also guides our steps in the way that we should go. And in verse 5, he says that we are to commit our way unto the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. The idea is he will give us what we need, and he will move us where we need to be, and he will work in our lives in the absolute best way possible. So you may say, well, Joel, what's the summation of all these things? Let me give you a few thoughts as we close out this time. First is this. I want to encourage you, let's evaluate the time in history that we live in objectively. Let's not think that we live in the worst time ever. Let's not think we live in the best time ever. Let's not be duped into thinking that mankind has somehow progressed beyond this rut of sinful cycles. The fact is that mankind has not. We are not better off or worse off. We are living in a fallen world where human nature is the same today as it has always been. The second is this. Let's learn from those who've gone before us. People who made great risks, make great sacrifices, who put their lives on the line, who gave of themselves, and it is their investment of time and energy and resources that ultimately give us what we enjoy today. Thirdly, let's walk by faith. As it said in this text, not being anxious about the future, not being discontented by our circumstances, choosing to trust God, investing our lives in what is good and what is good for others, delighting in the Lord, committing our ways to him, resting in him, and resisting the temptation to respond sinfully to the sinful choices of others. The last two things I'll mention is this. It's a prayer. It's an encouragement. It is, we could say, the desire of my heart that God would help us to learn from the past and appreciate it so that we will be faithful in the present and wise in the present and strong in the present. Because this moment in history is the one that God has allowed us to live through. And this moment in history is the one that God wants us to impact. So may the Lord help us to do that this week. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving time. If you get to get together with family, I hope that it's a wonderful time of fellowship. And Lord willing, tonight during our Bible study, our midweek is Tuesday instead of Wednesday because of the holiday. And so I hope that you can join us for that if you're still in town. And Lord willing, we'll pick up again next week with our series from our Sunday morning services. Have a blessed week and long weekend. Bye now.